This is Maine Currents, independent local news, views, and culture. I'm Amy Brown. Have social media algorithms that reward bad behavior by boosting inflammatory posts influenced how we interact with each other? What about right-wing propaganda outlets that market feigned outrage? Think the immigrants eating pets nonsense a while back and many, many other stories. How about people in positions of authority who cheat and are deliberately cruel? Has all the anti-bullying work that's been done with kids over the years just gone out the window? Well, not if my guests today have any say about it.
I'm Elaine Park, and I actually have a master's in marketing. And I spent the first half of my career in corporate America, but I had this vision that we could create a year-round marketing plan for values of peace and getting along together by making each month of the year a 30-day period for focusing on one different aspect of peaceful behaviors, like being patient 1 month, being positive 1 month, resolving conflicts 1 month, being kind, you know, helping others. And so I built a protocol that's been active and proven that it works in communities over 30 years ago. It's called the 12 Habits for All of Us, and they're peace habits. So when you kind of net it all down, and as we've been moving into a political atmosphere, a very disturbing political atmosphere of division, and this isn't about, you know, being on one side of politics or another. It's about the fact that the division, the dehumanizing. So all my life I've been teaching kids to use good language. So a year or so ago, there was a sign in the yard of a neighbor that used a swear word in one of our president's names. And a lot of kids that I'm teaching character to came up to me and said, you know, why is somebody flying a sign with a swear word on it? You know, this is getting to our children. So I don't know, it was just sort of a, and meanwhile, D&I, she is an internationally known children's book writer. We've been co-working together on a series of children's books. She's written one children's book about each of the 12 habits, using darling little characters and everything. So we were already collaborating. So I called her up one morning and I said, because we all know that, you know, a lot of this negativity, there's the MAGA, Make America Great Again, which is sort of a nebulous, it doesn't, you know, what is great? And we agreed, great is kind. You know, if America can go back to being kind. So D&R thinking, well, why don't we start a MAGA movement about bringing only, it, even though kindness can be taking cookies to a, you know, the fire department or something, we're focusing on language. You know, we're focusing on the way we speak to each other, the dignity and mutual respect, that if we can uplift the way we speak to each other because our children are listening, as you see on our logos. Well, you can't see if you're on the radio, but we'll tell your listeners, it says our children are listening. So Dee, I'll let you take over because I think your first response was like, huh?
Well, that's why we came up with it's time for a new hat. And on the back of our hat, it says our children are listening. So even if you're standing in the grocery line, you've got our children are listening. And we have collaborated. I'm Dee Tonkin, Deborah Tonkin. My late husband called me Dee, and I love my friends and family to call me Dee. And Elaine and I had been working together on those other books, and this just seemed like a natural progression into, you know, our children and our values and all of that. So we've been on fight. This surprisingly has only been since, we are surprised ourselves. This movement has only been since, what is it, Elaine, about 6 months? We started in June.
Not even that, 5 months.
Yes, and we've had rallies in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. We just did a whole MAGA on the move from New York to Pennsylvania down into West Virginia just recently, actually in August. And we're just meeting people from all different walks of life. We did interviews on the street, which was so much fun. We've got two grandmothers, and we stayed in a little town in New York on our travels. And we met this gentleman on the street who was taking pictures of Elaine with a hat and everything. So we interviewed him, and it turns out that he was a trumpet player from Russia by the name of Vladimir. Then we went into a tattoo parlor to interview the gentleman in the tattoo parlor in this little town. And one of his customers came in, and we interviewed him and talked to him about kindness. And we've got all of this, again, as Elaine pointed out, is on social media. And he's giving us this most fabulous interview about the importance of kindness. So kindness is in our language and how we treat one another is a, as Elaine calls it, a through line. We've created a through line that is neutral. It's non-political. It's something that we can all agree on is respect and kindness and our common humanity. And the important fact that our children are being affected by what they're seeing and hearing right now.
So how did the two of you connect to come up with this idea? You're in different parts of the country.
That's a very, very good question. Elaine was speaking at a university that we are both involved in. This was three years ago, Elaine, I believe.
I hate to say so. Time can't go that fast.
And she was a speaker at that one of their homecomings. And I was really impressed with what she was saying about her book that she wrote, The 12 Habits of Unity. And I reached out to her, and we just naturally gravitated to one another and creatively. And we kind of went from there. And I really love her book, The 12 Habits of Unity. And when she created it a number of years ago, the characters that for each month has a character, and, you know, like Rosie is March, resolve conflict, and so on and so forth. But they were cartoon characters at the time. And so I just picked up the idea of creating an individual book for each month, and then doing elaborate illustrations and stories about how to resolve conflict for 1 month. And then, so I have a 12 book series. So we started collaborating based on her initial book, and we worked fabulously together. It wasn't until this past summer when we took the road trip that we were actually in the same state. We have done everything from Maine to West Virginia. And if nothing good came out of pandemic, certainly Zoom has just been really fabulous to get people from all across the country. And we now have people wearing hats and ordering hats from California, Montana.
The hat orders are all over the country now.
Yeah. I mean, it's fabulous. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Just to be clear for listeners, they're wearing hats that say MAKA, M-A-K-A, Make America Kind Again on the front. And as you said, our children are listening on the back. So do you have a theory when you're saying make it kind again? It implies that there was a time when things were kinder. And as I thought about that, one thing that I heard that struck me was the fact that negative posts on social media were being boosted and prioritized over other ones that were just people trying to communicate. And with a generation of people who, for whom a job as an influencer, having a lot of followers online, those all mean a lot to them. That may be one factor, but do you have any thoughts about any other factors? And if there's a point in time that you think things were better?
Well, we have more than a thought. We have one of the people on our MAKA 12 Habits team from Minnesota, who's a youth worker. And she has access to working with about 25 to 30, ages 8 to 18 kids. So she got those kids together, and she asked those children, did they feel like language, there was more bad, negative language, more dehumanized, insulting language, bullying, did they feel like that's actually increased in the last few years in their schools? And 28 out of 30 kids said yes. So, and the point you're making, Amy, about the algorithms and so forth, rewarding the shocking negativity, it's like, you know, that scale of justice, you know, that so if there's a scale of, I call it mental nutrition, you know, what are you taking in? You know, we think about nutrition and what we eat, but it's what comes in our heads too. So those algorithms are tipping the scale so that all this negative is coming in. And so our work, both with the 12 habits and now with the MACA movement, is to tip the scale, you know, to put positive thoughts in people's minds and to bring balance back. So the answer is the again is true. And the kids, you know, it's an informal study, you know, a small little research, but nonetheless, it was pretty provocative in what these kids had to say. I mean, kids feel bullied. You know, one girl said she doesn't even like to go to school.
In Lane worked in post-Rwanda with some teachers there and teaching the 12 habits at that time. And she has a fabulous Elaine. I love the saying from the little boy who was starting to practice the habits. I'll let you, yes.
So of all the, so there's been tons of research on people in climates where we have evened up the balance of positive messaging going into the climate versus negative messaging. And two-thirds of the people felt more cared about and connected. But there were surveys. And I mean, so many surveys that the back of my car was bumping on the ground when I was driving them to the researcher who was compiling them. But that being said, my favorite of thousands and thousands of studies, a young person said, because I'm in this climate and I'm hearing these positive messages, I am now nice to the people I used to be mean to.
I think that says it all.
I mean, what better synonym is there for the word peace? I mean, peace is when people who used to be mean to people start being nice. You know, that's how the world is going to come into peace. So, you know, that one quote from one of our, I mean, there were just jillions of them, you know, kids helped their grandmothers and worked harder in school. You know, the positive things were amazing. But that one quote, I really think says it all.
Yeah, I love that too. And, you know, again, Amy, what you were saying about the negative gets rewarded, we really work on our podcast. I think we've got 6 up to this point, and we do about 1 a month. And we purposely hope to make it a respite from all the negativity that we're all being bombarded with. That is our one mission. It is about language. It is about how we treat one another. And we're hoping through our social media, whether it's on Instagram or whether people are going to our podcast, that there is a light refreshment in the midst of all of this division that people can go and enjoy and really tap into fundamental human kindness and respect for one another.
And we get a lot of feedback from people who've gotten the hats. Not only, you know, do we have our own, but wearing the hats is a lot of fun because people see it. And they not only come up and say they like the hats, but like I was with someone, and people have said this, they'll walk into a space where like people are being sort of grouchy or not very warm. And then suddenly they'll see the hats and all of a sudden people start, you know, be more friendly and start talking to each other. So we call it being a beacon of kindness. So you don't even need to do anything. Just wear the hat into a room or wear the hat into the grocery or wear the hat into any space of people. And you're actually automatically sending a message of uplifting kindness and it's working. And you don't even need to do a single thing.
You're listening to Maine Currents on WERU-FM. The guests today are Deb Tonkin and Elaine Park of Make America Kind Again.
One of our theme songs is Schooner Fair's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure your listeners will appreciate this because I love Schooner Fair, and they've been around for so many years. And we chose the We the People as our theme song. And afterwards, because I thought it was on and available on public access, so I thought it was okay to use it. So I called him after the fact to get permission to use it. And Steve was fabulous. And they did one of the concerts up in Poland Springs. They're doing fewer and fewer concerts now, but they were doing one up in Poland Springs. So I went up and I took some hats And, you know, I asked him, I said, are you going to be singing We the People tonight? And he said, oh, yes. And so, you know, I gave him the hat and I sat back down. Oh, he did just such a fabulous job of just really encouraging us. He and Chuck put the hats on. They were just so, I don't know, it did my heart good that they not only gave us permission to use their music, but that they actually supported us. And that was really great. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's basically time for a new movement. And we're asking all your listeners, you know, you get into it, man. We're having fun, you know, and you can feel good about the day you spend and being a beacon of kindness. And we have bracelets. Actually, I didn't put mine on this morning. Do you have your bracelet on, Dee?
Oh, you can't show it. Actually, you don't. Oh, shame on us.
We don't
have our bracelets. Yeah.
Little rubber bracelets, you know, the same. So when we do rallies and things, you know, we give those out to people. So I feel very, that those of us that are working with us, we're sort of there is the no kings, which is about what we don't want. I'm not making that statement politically. I'm just making it factually. But Make America Kind Again is about what we do want. So to parallel a little bit, it's time to really get a national movement about what we do want. We want our children to hear other people being treated civilly and with good language. And I mean, at one time, bullying was bullying in schools was the enemy. And now, you know, bullying seems to be the norm.
No, I don't being know. Do you agree, encouraged.
Amy? What? Yeah.
And being encouraged to some degree.
Yeah,
I wanted to speak to what Amy was saying too, is that actually the man that we interviewed in the tattoo parlor, well, used the, you know, the phrase that we're all familiar with, do not mistake my kindness for weakness. And
yes,
we realized also in the short period of time and interacting with people that you know, sometimes people think the word kindness is kind of too fluffy and too, you know, oh, well, that's nice. And recently, Elaine and I have been doing deep dives now in some of our podcasts. So we're going deeper into the importance of what Make America Kind Again and what kindness means, and the common humanity of treating. It doesn't have to do with ideologies and political stance. It's just treating one another with respect and dignity.
Treating one another the way you would want to be treated.
Exactly.
That's kind of a basic tenet of a lot of religions.
Yes.
And spiritual beliefs. So where do you go from here? You have the podcast going now. You have your merchandise. You just mentioned that you've been out at rallies. Are you going to be doing more rallies, speaking tours? What can people expect to see in the next...
Yes, we'll be developing, you know, we have people, someone in New Mexico that's very interested. We expect a rally to come out of that. But we're developing a holiday season rally that we're actually piloting in my town of Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, because there's four coffee houses here. So it's called
Macchiatino. Yeah.
And so we're doing coffee cups that are just real cute, and a cup of kindness, you know, share a cup of kindness. So all the coffee houses here, a couple of them have already agreed, and I think the other one will too. So they'll have those. It'll be a fundraiser for us. I mean, we are a nonprofit. The Maca is operating under the nonprofit All of Us, which is the same nonprofit that's been running all of this work for more than 30 years, since 1993. So it's a legitimate nonprofit. You may want to tell your listeners what our Maca website is, which is macanow.org.
And where people can subscribe to your podcasts?
Yes, the podcasts are on Maca 25 Now.
I'm going to correct you. I'm sorry, Elaine. The website is macanow.org. The Instagram account is Maca 25 Now. And the podcast is on YouTube. And it's also on our website, but the podcast is on Make America. It's Maca, Make America Kind Again with Grandma Doty and Nana D. It's rather long, but that's where all the podcasts are.
Are you up on iTunes? Can people subscribe on? Do you know which platforms they can find your podcast on?
No, that's a good idea.
We have an IT fellow who's doing all of that for us. It's amazing how we all came together, because I'm an old sign painter and graphic designer. Elaine's background is marketing. And then we have this fabulous man who works with us too, that is doing all the video editing and that sort of thing. And everybody's doing it volunteer. I mean, this is just really fabulous.
And are you encouraging people in other places to set up chapters?
Yes, that's exactly right. Start, because a local chapter then, in addition to, you know, wearing the hats and distributing Make America Kind Again, because our children are listening, and making that known, they can have projects. We used to have the Habits had chapters. And they would have a Saturday morning lend a hand band, you know, where people in the community who are disabled or something could write in with a work or something they need done. And so as a group, you know, they could do things to help people in the community. So we are encouraging local chapters that can not only rally and wear the hats and promote the uplifting of language and the way people speak to each other, but also they can do real actions in their communities to help each other.
And give the flavor of to each community, you know, make it their own. So we're there to support them and help them along the way. But I mean, it's such a creative effort that, you know, even a chapter can take up their own flavor in the way that they want to promote kindness and make it their own as well.
We haven't mentioned that our symbol, as you may see, well, you can see it, but your readers can't. Our symbol is the Statue of Liberty. Because, you know, give me your tired, your poor, you know, the words written on the Statue of Liberty and the symbolism of what it means is really the America that's great. And that's the America that we are choosing to move ourselves and people who agree with us and want to become involved towards. So, you know, we really like having Lady Liberty as that's where a beacon of kindness comes from, you know, holding your beacon. Now, over Christmas, over the holiday season, people can hold their macchiato cup of coffee and be a beacon of kindness too.
You both mentioned we're almost out of time, but I wanted to have you each say where people can find out about your books. Do you have links for information about those on your website as well?
Yes, but the books are also available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, and, you know, they're distributed on our website.
Yes. And I also, there's a website that is the 12monthsofharmonybooks.com, which is where all the artwork and there's two series there, Nana D and Ari series, and there's also the 12, you know, months of Unity series on that site as well.
That website is the number 12, the digits 1, 2.
Thank you, Amy. Yes, it's the number 12 months of harmony books.com.
Books.com. Okay. I will link to those in the archives of today's program. We have just a couple minutes left if you want to say a few final words.
The other website that actually has the whole program plus her books and my books is the one that's been operating for a long time. And that's the 12 Habits for All of Us. Yes. And that's the 12 Habits, and the 4 is a 4. So you can, and the Maca is on there too. Is Maca on the 12 Habits of the Harmony site? I don't know that, Dee.
I haven't updated that. So it should be. I have collaborators on that site as well, people that we work with. We love to collaborate with other, you know, like-minded people. So I do have that on there, and I believe Maca is there as well.
Okay. Is the website the best way for people who might be interested in learning more or even starting a chapter to get a hold of you?
Probably the best website would be the 12 Habits for All of Us. That's the one that's been in existence for 20 years. We have had monthly Zoom gatherings called Masterminding Peace in Action, Napoleon Hill started masterminding in one of his first books, Think and Grow Rich, in the 20s. And there are many mastermind groups all over the world, masterminding, you know, entrepreneurship and self-development. But this one is about masterminding peace. So small groups can, and Rotary clubs are using masterminding peace in action protocols to, you know, put peace out into the consciousness. You know, it all helps.
Amy, I want to do a kudos to Elaine, and whether you want to include this or not, because it's really a big deal. But she was just awarded the Lifetime Achievement Woman of the Year, Peace for 25, by Pathways to Peace, which is an NGO, United Nations affiliate program. And she just received the award for lifetime work and with peace and unity. And we're very proud of you, Elaine. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. All right.
Well, the work has been had all kinds of accolades and research, you know, it's been proven. But this is the first time ever that I have personally had been recognized. The work has been recognized a lot, but me personally, this is the first.
Mm. It's a lesson for, it really does make a difference to have someone recognize what you've been doing.
Yes. It does. So I pretended it didn't, but it does.
Yeah, oh yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. So what thoughts do you want to leave listeners with?
That kindness is at the heart of what makes the world work. Because kindness and love are synonyms. I think we've moved from a world that's a world of the golden rule to the rule of law, rule of gold. And I'm hoping that people will be driven less by what they have and more by who they are and how they treat other people. And when they do, they're going to find what D&I and all the wonderful people in the world who put kindness first. No, and that's what true contentment and happiness is all about. It's not about money. It's not about what you have. It's about who you are and yes. Who you care about.
And I would like to say that our children are listening, but more importantly, they're watching. And whether it's within our homes, our communities, or nationwide, this is our future. And we need to be aware. Actually, at one point, we were creating beacon buckets. So if like a swear jar. So if in the house or wherever you are at a community center, you could put money in the beacon bucket and then give it to a charity when it filled up. So it's giving, it's our children, it's our future. And it's a simple but profoundly deep, the language that we use to one another.
Well, thank you for talking with me today and all the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. We're very just delighted to meet you and so pleased and proud to be on your program.
That was Deb Tonkin and Elaine Park, founders of MAKA, M-A-K-A, Make America Kind Again. I'll post their links in the archives of today's program. This has been Maine Currents, independent local news, views, and culture. It's a pop-up show now, so I just pop up when we have a show in different places in the schedule. But we're on the archives, too, if you miss anything at weru.org. I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening.